An ABC for opposing the criminocracy, February the 19th, 2024. If we wish to fully understand and thus to effectively oppose the global criminocrats, we need to stop thinking in terms of politics as currently known. They couldn't care less about questions of political ideology and values, about left or right, red or blue, capitalism or communism. Yes, these are useful devices in their divide and rule strategies, but they have no interest at all in the political content. This is because they are, quite simply, criminals whose sole aim is to expand and protect their own ill-gotten wealth and power. They were just as happy to make money in the USSR and Nazi Germany as they are today in fake Western democracies or Eastern oligarchies, whether or not currently labelled communist. The only thing that matters to them is that the regime in question facilitates business as usual for their nefarious activities. Basically, this amounts to A, an ever-ongoing flow of money-making opportunities under the guise of progress, development, innovation, economic growth, or modernization. They lend the money to governments for allegedly crucial infrastructure. They win the contracts, they exploit the labour, they supply the raw materials, they build the machinery, they sell the product, they rake it in. If this gravy train ever slows down a little, all it needs is a convenient war, pandemic or other crisis to kick it back to full speed. B, a means of imposing their domination on the population. This historically means the state, which by direct and indirect taxation makes people pay for the mechanisms by which they are repressed. Police, government bodies, and the military intelligence forces are all there to protect criminocratic rule and racketeering from dangerous outbreaks of real democracy. As institutional power is globally centralised, international bodies like the EU, the WHO, and the UN are also playing this enforcement role. C, ensuring their own invisibility. This is very important for the criminocracy because they are all too aware that they are a tiny minority, a few thousand core players against a global population of more than 8 billion. If large numbers of people understood that the criminocracy existed and what it was up to, the resulting revolt could not be held down, even by the resources available to the criminocracy. A particular worry would be that individuals currently unknowingly working for the criminocracy might switch sides if they understood the real stakes. So the criminocrats encourage limited and misleading versions of history, tightly control media output, and systematically deploy the term conspiracy theorist to discredit anyone who points in their direction, implying stupidity and borderline insanity, with, for added effect, smears such as extremist, reactionary, fascist, terrorist, hate criminal, and anti-Semite. In view of this, we can see, emerging from the fog of political confusion, the only dividing line that really matters. Resistance to the criminocracy needs to involve A, opposition to its money-making development racket, B, opposition to the institutions that impose its central control, C, exposure of the existence and activities of the criminocracy to as wide a global public as possible. Any resistance not built on these foundations can achieve nothing.